lady's asking me to give information on environmentally sensitive stocks. There are two funds in particular that I work with, and I'd be happy to give you the names if you call the firm. If I do now, I got to give you all a prospectus that screen for environmental issues. And I'm just thrilled that somebody even asked me this question. I manage millions of dollars for the Presbyterian Church, and we screen for a host of social issues. Right? And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people think that you give up return for the social good, and it's not accurate. Now, year to year, it can be. I'll give you one example. We're just talking about oil. You know, most oil companies don't pass the social screens. And so if you have years where oil didn't do well, like this year, you're going to look pretty good screening. If you look at 07, if you were in banks or in oil and gas, you weren't making any money. So there are going to be years where you're going to leave some money on the table. But it's possible nowadays, because of computers, to do passive and active screens. Okay? So what that means in English is, I'm going to have active screens where no ifs, ands, doubts, or buts. I don't want to benefit from something that repulses me, right? No exceptions. And then I'm going to have passive screens that will allow me to invest in companies like coal-burning utilities, because they're smart enough to install scrubbers that clean the air that comes out of the smokestacks, things like that. You know, as a firm, it's difficult for us to impose our social values on all of you. I borderline view it as none of my business. But when clients ask me to screen for social issues, I tend to light up, and I tend to get actively engaged. It's been difficult. 25 years ago, there were just a handful of funds that would screen for social issues. Nowadays, there are hundreds and hundreds. So I get to fish out of a bigger pond. But the two funds that I own, that I use for the endowment that I run for the Presbyterian Church, one is domestic and one is international. International green funds are really hard to find, the good ones. And there are a couple of dozen domestic ones. So my suggestion to you is to write down on a piece of paper two or three things that you want to avoid environmentally, and to engage a conversation with your advisor with the help of our research staff, and we'd be honored to screen your portfolio to adhere to your social issues. And again, you know, years ago, it was widely thought that you gave up return in exchange for trying to do good and feel good about your money. And I don't think that's accurate anymore. I think that CEOs that are multitasking and that are good at a lot of issues tend to be good CEOs. And environmentalism is just one of a couple of dozen issues that I tend to embrace as I invest money. I really appreciate you asking me that question.